Is the stop itself, is, you said it's bright or is it dark?
No, it's really bizarre in that it's there's a bright, there's really a bright light right underneath that. And so if a person is standing there, typically, you know, typically we have a dark situation where we have a light that we often they're backlight the passenger. But that particular stop, I can understand. If you drive through there, you can see how it would be easy to not see somebody that's just being still there. It's a little bit back off of the road. Your vision is looking down the curve to the left. And you're descending that hill. But anyhow, yeah, I told her I would talk to you and find out if there's something we could do. No, we're not.
All right, what you need to do, are you still there?
Yeah, I have somebody at my door here. Yes, go ahead.
All right, what you need to do is you need to figure out exactly where that stop is, what the street is, the cross street. And then you need to write an RSA up and submit that, and you need to just submit the concern that the lighting is making it difficult to see passengers there, and passengers are getting passed up.
Okay, I will. I will. I'll just, yeah, the passengers are getting passed up. So we don't typically do that, you know, like, I don't know, tomorrow send out, you know, a message, 20s. You know, look for a passenger who's been getting passed up around 10, you know, shortly after 10 o'clock.
No, this would have to be something that would be an RSA so they can go and actually check the lighting. I mean, if you want to leave a message in the break room about it, that's fine. If you want to talk to other people at your job, I mean, at your garage that drive to 20, you can do that as well. But with all the messages that we put out, that would be one that would probably get lost, and we don't want to confuse 20 drivers. That is something that it sounds like we need to get fixed through TriMet department.
Okay, very good, Dan. Thank you so much. And RS and RSA. And we have the TriNet, is that right?
9119. Train 24.
Train 24?
24, just to verify, even though you just told me, the calls are Fairplex and Katama.
Yeah, that's affirmative.
24, copy. Thanks.
Thanks. 2250.